I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. To become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening. And wow, is it ever going to be jam-packed with information. So if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, I really strongly suggest that you maybe grab a pen and paper, because there's going to be lots and lots of information and things that you can follow up on after hearing the program this evening. It'll center around the concept of a fifth-dimensional wellness center and touch upon lots of concepts, lots of cutting-edge information, and I think some new information that possibly you've never heard. And before we get to all that, I'd like to kick off the show in our usual manner by doing a small Japa Yoga mantra meditation by Sri Swami Satchidananda, the Hari Om mantra.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om. Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om. Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om.
Yes, Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institute, leading the Hari Om mantra chant. And I'd like to also at this time give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes and thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you'll know that I totally applaud all your efforts to try to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And kind of tied in with all that information about health and wellness comes the idea for tonight's show, which is the Fifth Dimensional Wellness Center. And before we get into that, there are a couple of items that I want to bring to everybody's attention. First of all, with respect to the last ET Yoga program, which was on January 3rd, I gave a meditation there that came from The Sacred Triangle, a book by David K. Miller. And in that particular program, I gave the instructions for a meditation dealing with opening your crown chakra that connects with the Arcturians and also with an Arcturian interdimensional craft that's in the Jupiter corridor. And I'd like to mention to everybody that in further research that I was doing after the program, I noticed that David K. Miller is also the founder of the Arcturian Groups of 40. And I didn't know about those before. And if you haven't and would like to follow up on that, meaning that you're attracted to Arcturian energy, would like to be a receptive vehicle for Arcturian frequency. Another way to do that, besides the meditation provided on the ET Yoga program, is to volunteer to be a part of one of the groups of 40. And as I understand it, the original concept was to have 40 groups of 40 around the Earth in different countries. And I believe at the moment there are 36 groups. So if you're really interested in Arcturian energy, the Arcturians in general, it's really your cup of tea, I'd highly recommend you check that out. Also, coming to my attention has been this whole concept of crowdfunding. So if you've got a project, your dream project, let's say, but are finding maybe a lack of funds to get it off the ground or complete it, there's a interesting show done by James Gilliland, who actually is on before ET Yoga, so many of you may be listeners of that show as well. And on his show, As You Wish, on December 20th, he did an entire program talking about crowdfunding. And I would suggest that if you want to get involved with this process, that it's a good place to start gathering information. So you could go into the BBS archives for As You Wish for December 20th and listen to his show on crowdfunding. And after doing some further research myself in this area, I thought it would be a kind of an interesting idea for the listeners of ET Yoga that are interested in trying to fund their dream project to kind of work together. So if you're interested in either sponsoring my own project, which centers around getting one of my family members out of one of the harshest care centers in Romania, and also getting off the ground a self-sufficient spiritual community, if you're either interested in sponsoring my project and also getting your own project off the ground, and you kind of are in favor of this whole concept of crowdfunding, I'm going to suggest that you email me at paperfungo, that's P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, at yahoo.ca. And I'll repeat that email address again. That's paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R, as in paper, fun, F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. And I know there's lots of people that have talked very highly about this energy and what's behind this program, and thought it might be an interesting way for people to get involved, and also listeners of ET Yoga, because we've got a nice crowd of listeners for this program, and possibly we can make each other's dreams come true. And also along that line, I'd like to mention that I'm very pleased with the response I've received from those who have read my new book, ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. If you're an old listener of ET Yoga, you know that I try to jam-pack my programs full of energy and information. And my book is no different than the radio programs. It is jam-packed with information. In fact, I dare say that the information in about the 300-page book that I have is probably equivalent in some ways to maybe 10 or 15 or 20 other books that spend a lot of time, let's say, on one concept. Actually, it was one of the main ideas for me when I first started off doing the ET Yoga programs, because I listened to lots of other shows, and one of the things that I found that I wanted to provide to the public was a show that didn't bring up just one or two concepts, but brought up lots of concepts in a one-hour program. And I think you'll find that tonight's show will be no exception to that. I think there's lots of ideas and lots of concepts that will be coming your way in the next few minutes. Now, to get into the heart of the matter for this evening about the idea of a 5D wellness center, well, this whole program is kind of inside my imagination, and I like Bashar's comment about the word I-Magi-Nation, that we're a nation of magicians. And if we're going to be talking about inside the imagination or the next dimension or dream state, then as we're told by quantum physics, anything we can think of actually is on some level. So how about if we take the chains off of creativity and imagine a wellness center in the fifth dimension that incorporates some of the following ideas. First and foremost, I find it impossible to talk competently about a subject outside of the concept of belief, because to me, belief is everything. What you believe is the most probable reality you experience. So how about let's spend some time researching the placebo effect and find out why it works, and less time trying to come up with products to make profit to outperform the placebo. And at the heart of this concept, I think it would become clear just how important belief is. Because once you grasp this concept, the sky is the limit. And when I talk about the sky's the limit, what I'm referring to is that most people think of the placebo effect as it relates specifically to medical conditions. But the fact is that we don't have to limit it to medical conditions. The placebo effect works in every area of our life. Once you get the concept that it's all about what you believe and how the brain starts immediately to manifest what it is you do believe, you can use this in every area of your life. And so this is why I use the phrase, the sky is the limit. And let's be clear about another thing. All disease comes from dysfunctional emotion. It comes from making value judgments about neutral events that have been given a negative meaning. And I would also highly recommend that you go to my website, which is www.etyoga.com, and there's a free download there about the true nature of disease. And at my website, when you download a free item, it doesn't mean that you have to provide your email address or, you know, get caught up in sticky flypaper there. When you go to there and download a free item, you get the free item, period. No strings attached. And note that all energy that is in alignment with your higher self will not manifest as disease. And in addition to understanding placebo, I suggest this affirmation from the Pleiadians in Barbara Marciniak's book, Self-Empowerment. And I quote, "I am a creator. I am here to create a safe and bountiful life. By vibration and frequency, I choose to be healthy, productive, and wise. I have great gratitude for my abilities to recognize that thoughts produce frequencies, and I can create a frequency that supports the safe, probable world I live in by directing my energy toward what I want to experience. I walk through life with clear, conscious intent to weave my energy like a gossamer thread in a large and beautiful tapestry throughout the world I encounter. I fully realize that a multitude of probabilities and belief systems exist side by side with mine, and in mine I am safe. In mine I am guided. In mine I love and trust my body. In mine I know my cells and precognitive, and that I am a co-creator of the multiverse. I know I am a valuable being. I know that I will receive impulses, the signs and signals and guidance that I require to always be in the right place at the right time for my highest good, and that all of those around me. All this I know, and for this I am most grateful." And that comes from Barbara Marciniak's Bringers of the Dawn. And by the way, I've checked on the internet, and that book is available in its entirety for free. And if you haven't read Bringers of the Dawn, really highly suggest that. On ET Yoga, I talk about two books as being sort of the classics, because ET and yoga go together. And ET, I consider the Barbara Marciniak's Bringers of the Dawn sort of the classic ET text. If you've kind of are new to the whole concept of extraterrestrials, a great place to start. And the other one in the yogic area is Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. And at the Ideal Wellness Center, holographic thinking will take place. All of the research and information will be prioritized and communicated to everyone at the center, both old and young. We have already turned the corner on doubling of information. It only makes sense that in time there will be no such thing as disease. If you take a penny and put it on a square of a chessboard and put two pennies on the next square and so forth, at the end of the 64 squares, you'll have accumulated over $1 million. The same can be done with information. So in any area we so choose, we can achieve miraculous goals. It is important that all of the information acquired be given to the young, so that in time, by continuing the process, each generation of kids will surpass their elders in knowledge. The educational component of the Wellness Center will have activities to promote the higher order thinking tasks of evaluation, synthesis, analysis, application, comprehension, and knowledge. And these qualities have been suggested by B. Bloom as a guideline for assisting learners to achieve their potential. And I should point out, too, that a sample of this is in practice in my book, which is called Green's Chess for Gifted. And that is available, I believe, still for free from School District Number 23 in Kelowna, British Columbia. And as an added bonus, imagination, intuition, deduction, and creativity are all exercised with tasks that utilize over 100 action verbs, and that's in this material called Green's Chess for Gifted. And creativity could also be enhanced from the study of Bashar's lab. And that could be found at www.bashar.org. And I really think that everybody at the center should acquaint themselves with the ultimate truths of reality. And if you're not familiar with the ultimate truths of reality, I highly suggest you Google search that. This is a channeled information that comes from Gene Hatch, who channels Mother Mary. And this information had been kept in the mystery schools for about, as I understand it, 2,000 years or so. And I find it totally fascinating because it wouldn't have crossed my mind that 2,000 years ago people would have known about these ultimate truths of reality. In my way of thinking, the information that is new to our society, that really is in the area of self-empowerment, to me kind of starts around the 1970 area with the Seth material, possibly the Ra material, Law of One, definitely Bashar. He's been teaching the self-empowering information for 25, 30 years. All the new concepts and ways of thinking to me were first introduced about this time. And yet, let me give you some examples of ultimate truths of reality. Here's one. Everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. Oh, gee, I wonder where we've heard that before, obviously, from Bashar material, talking about how your thoughts, beliefs, definitions, and emotions create your outer reality. Here's another one. As a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. Another Bashar concept, that everyone is 100% responsible for their creations. And I think this is also a very important factor in terms of freeing ourselves up from old karma and freeing ourselves up from a lot of baggage in terms of blaming others, that we all have responsibility. Not that we're to blame for anything either, because it just gets you into a whole thing of victimhood. Blame, complaint, and criticizing are key signs of being in a state of victimhood. But being 100% responsible, definitely a sign that you are aware of the fact that you're creating your outer conditions. Here's another one. Everything happens for a reason. Another, there are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. Another, I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want to energize or what I don't want. I am the only me there is. I am not divided into parts. All events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I am experiencing negativity in my life, then I have chosen it. There is only one vibration, love. Fear is the illusion of the absence or lack of love. I can't be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. How I feel is a reaction to what I believe. All disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. There are no victims. There are only lessons. I am the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. Every person, place, or thing of which I become aware is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. At any given moment, I can either give love or ask for love. Another concept, I am that which I create, And number 21 on their list are, there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitation, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my beliefs. And these are the ultimate truths of reality. And that's actually found at the College of Christ Consciousness. Interesting stuff, and she goes into a lot more detail about of a very practical nature. So those are the ultimate truths of reality. I find that quite fascinating that this was 2,000 years ago, totally consistent with Bashar information, also totally consistent in my point of view with Pleiadian information. And another concept that would be taught at the Wellness Center would be to make people aware of Bashar's four laws of the universe. And Bashar states that these laws are true in every dimension. First, that you exist. Second, the one is the all and the all are the one. Third, what you put out is what you get back, also known as the law of attraction. And four, change is the only constant and everything changes except the first three laws. And for a detailed explanation of this, you can go to my website, etyoga.com, in the e-books. Now, all at the center should also acquaint themselves with what I call Bashar's Big Four. And those are, first, that the world you experience is a perfect reflection of your beliefs, definitions, emotions, and intent. Second, all circumstances are inherently neutral. Three, the emotional spin you place on an event will determine the experience from that event. And four, outer circumstances don't matter, only state of being matters. And I think kind of to expand a little bit on that whole concept of Bashar's Big Four, I really love a quote that I found of Bashar in the last couple of weeks, and it goes like this: everything in your life is a gift, and if you treat it that way, you can spend the rest of your life unwrapping presents. I think that's quite an interesting comment. And in addition to that, he gives the story of the radio thief, and it kind of goes like this. There's a person who's very passionate about music, and they want to buy this very expensive player for their car, and they don't quite have the money to buy the one they really would like, but they have enough to buy the one kind of a notch or two down. And they put that system in the car, and the very first week the system is in the car, somebody steals it from the car and damages the dash. And, of course, a lot of people would really treat this as a real negative situation and throw a lot of negative on it and create some very negative experiences. However, this person placed a positive spin on the situation, not knowing what good could possibly come from it, but placed positive spin on it nevertheless. And results were that the insurance company gave money for the replacement of the program and also to fix the dash. But when the person took the car into the place that was doing repairs, actually the damage of the dash wasn't as severe as initially thought, and actually they did it so quickly that they didn't even charge for it. And it turns out that to the penny, the extra money they saved on the dash, in addition to the money given for the stolen item, equaled the amount of the optimum unit that this person would have liked, and they were able to purchase that instead. That, Bashar gives, is a nice example of using this whole concept of the power of positive spin. And I might point out that it's worth mentioning the physics of how that works, because each belief gets you vibrating at a unique set of frequencies, and these frequencies then attract by sympathetic resonance those holograms vibrating in the same frequencies. That is, out of the background universal matrix of infinite possible holograms, those holograms and symbols that synchronistically vibrate at the same frequencies as the frequencies of your belief get pulled out from this matrix and received by you as the actual external physical experiences that you then sense as real, that you sense as objective reality. So each belief is a unique set of frequencies, which is a template that determines which holograms you attract into your experience. And that's the physics of how that particular concept works. And the formula being, when you place a positive emotional definition and emotional spin on an outer circumstance, the result will be a positive experience. And this is a concept that I've challenged ET Yoga listeners for years and years now to log the events. Check it out, and you'll find out it'll blow your mind because it actually works. And so that's information coming from Bashar, the radio thief, and his beautiful quote about everything in life can be a gift. And I should also point out that in the education of residents at the Wellness Center will be the study of meditation, and especially the meditation related to wellness channeled by Celia Finn of Archangel Michael, which deals with activating your template for perfect health and well-being. And for that, I suggest you Google search the Infinity Codes of 2007. In addition, a special class on intending the activation of four codons, which make humans immune to disease. And if you're not familiar with that, you can actually go to the ET Yoga blog and find the article Psychic Children and Children of AIDS. You can Google search that on the internet as well, Psychic Children and Children of AIDS. And more research and experience with the Pleiadian pillar of light and spinning techniques will no doubt show increased frequency, ability to retain data, activate DNA, and increase your light quotient. And for details on how to do these techniques, again, you can go to etyoga.com, and which is known as the site is called Healing the Known and the Unknown. And all should become familiar with the foundations of good health, which, according to Bashar, clearly are pure water, no fluoride, oxygen or yoga pranayams, exercise, reduction of stress, elimination of meat from the diet, and detoxification. And I should point out there that actually there's been some new discoveries. And this was made in the last couple of weeks since the last ET Yoga show. And from Tech Times, we get this information. For the first time, researchers from the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine were able to link a sugar molecule called NEU5GC to the consumption of red meat and cancer in a study. Previous evidence has been circumstantial, but now there's solid proof that eating red meat increases risks of developing cancer. And published in the Journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the study showed that feeding mice that are deficient in the sugar molecule, like humans, NEU5GC, dramatically caused spontaneous cancers. and researchers identified lamb, pork, and beef to be high in the NEU5GC, confirming that red meat is rich in the sugar molecule. The study was built on the hypothesis that consuming red meat leads to inflammation. This is because when NEU5GC gets lodged in body tissues, the immune system recognizes the sugar molecule as a threat, producing antibodies to counter it. Repeated consumption of red meat then will cause chronic inflammation, which has been known to increase tumor formation. And just my opinion, but because the body identifies this molecule in red meat as a threat, indicates that meat was not meant as a food for humans. And if you don't believe that, I challenge you to check out the effect of animal fats on the human body by Dr. Michael Clapper. And it's about a one-hour program. It can be found on YouTube, and that's The Effect of Animal Fats on the Human Body by Dr. Michael Clapper. That's K-L-A-P-E-R. And I find that this is an amazing program. And I'm not much of on Bible quoting, but there is a quote from the Bible from Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, which says, "Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit on it, and they will be yours for food." And my suggestion is, again, check out Dr. Clapper, and he's got some amazing, amazing evidence there for people to check out. And also in conjunction with this whole idea about food, you know, I was doing research for the show this week, and of course every week I learn something new. And what I found out this week really ties in with what I call the Great American Rat Experiment. And if you hadn't heard about it, this is the rat experiment. Group one is fed a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, and whole grains beginning at birth. And this group grows into healthy, affectionate, disease-free adults. Group two is fed the equivalent of the standard American diet: meat, milk, candy, lots of fats, pastas, and breads. This group grows into vicious, nervous, cruel, disease-ridden adults, and they suffer from cancer, heart disease, and a host of other illnesses. A third group is also fed the standard American diet, but this group suffers the same diseases and displays the same temper as the second group. But here's the amazing part. After the equivalent of 40 human years, the third group is switched to a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, and they turn into healthy, happy, disease-free specimens within 1 month. Now, that's called the Great American Rat Experiment, something else that you can research yourself. And isn't it amazing? And you know what I found was really amazing? I never really thought of it, but you know that most of the people on this planet are vegetarians. It's only really in North America where the vast majority of the people are meat eaters. You know, the whole planet basically is vegetarian. And another thing that's really coming out is all the research showing about how many people are cured of all kinds of ailments just from changing their diet. And not only changing their diet, but crime rates, violence, and everything else is so much lower in the countries that aren't meat eaters. Fascinating, fascinating correlations. And I think that's just, that was mind-blowing for me, because I can see that just from simple diet that there's just more and more research that supports some of these basic ideas about how we really provide the proper nutrients and diet for our own bodies, and as well as this whole concept of detoxification. Both Dr. Schultz at the American Botanical Pharmacy and Bashar concluded that about 85% of all symptoms disappear after a thorough detox and proper nutrients are provided to the body. And proper nutrients meaning something like superfood that the American Botanical Pharmacy also sells there. And the human body is an amazing healing machine, and according to Bashar, capable of healing 99.9% of issues. And research into why spending time in nature balances out time spent with technologies would be another nice idea to look at the Wellness Center. Also, researching and becoming aware of the negative effects of television and computers, which lower the immune system and spread disease, microwaves, which are high in radiation, fluoride, which calcifies the pineal gland, metals, harmful to DNA, mercury fillings that suck 30 to 50% of body energy, radiation therapies, not only costly, but inhumane procedures, immunization shots, which create central nervous system disorders and no doubt the primary cause of autism, biogenetic foods, destroys the immune system and causes fertility issues, and prescription drugs, which provide our society with huge long-term side effects. And the research should also expand upon the ideas of Dr. Pete Peterson. And this comes from a Project Camelot interview concerning diagnosis. And unlike what is rolled out by the mainstream medical establishment, they boast a 6% accuracy regarding diagnosis. Now, I find that totally absurd, 6% accuracy. This 5D Wellness Center would utilize Dr. Pete Peterson's system of analysis, which provides an 85% correct diagnosis rate, and which includes information at the acupuncture points, the status of all the organs, and then prescribing the natural ingredients and amounts for recovery. And further research into the connection of the human torsion field with higher dimension torsion fields. This could be done in conjunction with research into the positive influence of pyramidal shapes on food and its yield. And tied closely to this would be expansion of the ideas of Dr. Masaru Emoto and the power of water, as it has been proven to be a perfect reflector of consciousness. And techniques such as playing Beethoven and Mozart music, placing of yoga yantras and crop circles around the water, and pure intent have demonstrated a physical change in the molecular structure of water. And in a more practical direction, the lid would be taken off, suppressing cures for many diseases that have already been found. Thus, further research into the following. Monatomics, used with the cure of cancer, specifically rhodium. And I suggest people Google search David Hudson Lectures 1, 2, and 3. And research done by Lawrence Gardner on the use of ADHD and dyslexia, as it has been shown to balance left and right hemispheres of the brain. Monatomics are also found in smaller quantities in a natural vegetarian diet. Green vegetables, eggplant, sea salt, almond seeds, carrots, Welch's grape juice, aloe vera, garlic, and a host of oils like sesame, argan oil, grapeseed, flaxseed, olive oil, etc. And for more information on this, you can go to the ET Yoga blog and find the article, the subject, Almost Nobody Knows About Monatomics, and shh, don't tell anybody about monatomics. Now, I find this whole study of monatomics to be the strangest topic that I've ever come across as a journalist or investigative journalist. I mean, to my mind, this single discovery of monatomics has huge and potentially revolutionary implications. Humanity now has within its reach a potential to treatment to disease without drugs or surgery, an environment-friendly alternative to fossil fuels, a means to transform human consciousness, the possibility of low or zero gravity flight, space travel by manipulation of space-time, and access to other dimensions, which scientists have now proved to be real, not to mention the implications for longevity. And according to Gardner, some remarkable tests were conducted by the Alpha Learning Institute at the World Trade Center in Lugano. They are specialists in behavioral sciences and learning deficiencies such as dyslexia and ADHD. And over a number of weeks, they gave measured doses of monatomic supplements to 10 volunteers, males and females of varying ages. The results were quite staggering. Their EEG brain scans showed a significant enhancement of alpha waves, leading to perfect hemispheric left and right brain synchronization. And I've seen the charts from this experiment, and it's like if the right brain's a 6 on a scale of 10 and the left brain is a 2, the 2 becomes a 6. And this facilitates heightened learning ability, memory, and creative skills, and a substantial lowering of the stress factor. And the report stated that the results were both immediate and cumulative, while being a significant aid in exam-type situations, whether mental or physical. And in my opinion, the whole subject of monatomics, one of the greatest discoveries or rediscoveries in the history of mankind. And I don't hear anybody talking about it, and I mean anybody. I haven't heard one person talk about monatomics on a radio show, and I'm sure that it happens. I'm just saying I haven't heard it or seen it in years and years and years. It seems to be like more hush-hush than anything known to man. Unbelievable, in my opinion. And those natural monatomics found in that vegetarian diet, definitely, you know, I try to get as much monatomics as possible into my system. And another cancer cure, Podarco tea, also known as Tahibo tea. And you can go to Atlantean Healing Technologies and Earl B. Hall for more information on this. And at the site, he provides research provided by Tokyo University. And there's also malaria. That's Jim Humble's MMS, or Miracle Mineral Supplement, cures malaria in 4 hours. We've got schizophrenia, the work of Dr. Abram Hoffer, orthomolecular psychiatry, who has demonstrated a 90% cure rate in acute cases and 50% in long-term cases. Not to mention the new Egyptian healing rods, and they help balance the yin-yang energies in the body and stimulate the higher chakras, and holding them for 15 minutes is like an hour of acupuncture. And these were used by the elite and the pharaohs of Egypt. And their benefits definitely go on and on and on. But there's a recent research from Russia coming from Valery Yuvarov, and he states that, when somebody starts to meditate, trying to get cosmic energy, well, imagine energy is coming into you, and it happens, and that's all right. And I'm quoting from him here. When you are a bearer of this energy, your own inner biological time is slowing down. So on the one hand, that's okay, because you'll feel much more energy inside, and your clairvoyance will be opened. And this is what we want. But when the phone has started to ring, or you need to get back home to do what you should do for your family, you just switched off from this energy vortex. And the immune system made this, and the new system then tries to return back to the normal position, speeding up inner time because you have slowed it down. And immune system immediately starts speeding up, and speeding up of inner time causes the beginning of the cancers immediately. And this is the reason why the world well-known teachers like Ida Krishnamurti, Ramana Maharshi, Vivekananda, Shiva Ravinda, Madame Blavatskaya, Kastananda, all of them died from cancer. And he's found that this warning was left by the ancient priests in some of the Egyptian texts. And the warning says that if you'll be developing your abilities without knowledge of how it should be done, then you'll never cross the border of death. And one of the instruments which the ancients used to preserve themselves against cancer to step over the border of death was the pyramids and the wands of Horus. And the yin-yang are two flows of time moving to each other. So if these flows of time are balanced inside of you, you get a very interesting effect. You cancel your biological time. And the pyramids correct time, biological time, in the human being. And the wands of Horus are also called the Egyptian healing rods, which also balance the internal time clocks. And they're primarily used by the pharaohs in the inner circles of Egypt. And by the way, I've been using Egyptian healing rods every day for several years, and I'm a big advocate of Egyptian healing rods. Amazing research has also been done with them. And, you know, we used to think that the pharaohs were holding those scrolls in their hands, but no, they were the Egyptian healing rods. And the list of benefits there goes on and on. Now, the idea being to focus and enhance proven treatments based on a pure intent to help sufferers, and clearly many cures have been suppressed, and a concerted effort to control the food chain, control useful natural remedies, all in the name of profit and worse. So many cures are very cheap. And do some research on apricot seeds and its effect on cancer, also called laetril therapy. Turns out the insides of these seeds aren't poisonous after all. In fact, the cyanide is released only upon contact with cancer cells, which make it the optimum natural remedy. And if you want to get more information on that, see articles by G. Edward Griffin concerning the cure and politics of cancer research. And no doubt, we're not born on this planet presupposing a pharmaceutical outlet is right next door. All we need is right here in nature. And over 200,000 Americans die every year just from prescription drugs alone. And this is called iatrogenic death. In fact, if you include all deaths from medical error, it's about 400,000 a year. And most people don't know that it's the number one cause of death in the United States. It's higher than heart disease, higher than cancer and stroke, etc. So something that you might want to keep in mind is, like I said, in my way of thinking, emergency care is the only legitimate connection with the medical system that I'm interested in. And most Americans definitely have compromised immune systems, and this coupled with vitamin D deficiency, which comes from lack of sunlight, makes one a target for disease. The sun is the primary source of vitamin D and cancer antidote. Even mainstream medical tells you in the fine print that a vegetarian who gets lots of sunlight and exercises has an 80% less chance of getting cancer. And you might also want to check out at the ET Yoga blog the article, The Truth About the Sun and Sunscreens. And if we have as our goal improving health and well-being for our fellow humans and not profit and control, then anything is possible, all the way up to and including total immunity from disease. And I'm sure there will still be many doctors needed for emergencies and elective surgery in a sincere effort to be useful and not leech off a concerted effort to make average people unnecessarily dependent on service. And another component of the Wellness Center would be the integration of self-empowering programs, as healing and self-empowerment go hand in hand. From a totally 5D perspective, there would be no healers or wellness centers, as we are the creators at that level, and we could do this ourselves. And we could do this right now. Even though our consciousness exists with overlapping dimensions, we can fluctuate between 3D, 4D, and 5D. And by the way, for people that don't believe that their thoughts, beliefs, definitions, and emotions create their outer environment, that's your 3D existence. Once you realize that your thoughts, beliefs, emotions, definitions create your outer experience, you're functioning in 4D. And if you want to go back to the last ET Yoga program on January 3rd, the Arcturians are suggesting skipping actually from 3D to 5D. And a lot of that begins with opening of the crown center. Now, apparently, I've also heard this from the material from Patricia Corey In her books, that once we have 6 strands of DNA connected, because we're designed to have 12 strands, disease no longer exists because it is at a lower frequency. And I've also been told that when 6 strands of DNA are connected, you'll lose all desire to eat meat. Everything has a frequency. And my website at Healing the Known and the Unknown is all about self-empowerment and how to do self-healing, and also in conjunction with your higher self with no dependency on anyone or any organization. And I really believe that this kind of information is the kind of information that needs to be communicated to everybody at a wellness center, so everybody has the information. And I should also point out that there's also now proof that the human body is a projection of consciousness, because it turns out that the entire universe flashes in and out of existence. It does so fast that it's not visible to the human eye. But it also proves some interesting points, that there are times then when the human body is not in physical form, which means that the human body is a projection of consciousness. And one of the key concepts of quantum physics is that our thoughts determine reality, and energy is either a particle or a wave, depending on the expectations of the observer. And the quantum world waits for us to make a decision so that it knows how to behave. The human energy field is interacting and influencing the quantum field all around us at all times, and the energy of our beliefs and intentions are infused into our energy field because they are defined by the energy of our thoughts and emotions. And thus, the fusion of our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intentions, which we call the human energy field, is perpetually informing the quantum reality within us and around us at each moment of our existence. And because reality is flashing in and out of existence, every time our reality oscillates between form and pure energy state, or the field of our awareness, which is constant and doesn't flash in and out of existence, informs the field what to reappear as when it makes its transition back to form at the quantum level. Therefore, each time we oscillate into formlessness, we have complete and total control and responsibility over what we choose with our attention to manifest out of the field in the next moment, and our power and ability to do so relies entirely on what we believe and how we are feeling. And I think this is just fascinating discoveries that are happening as we speak, and the more that time passes, the more what we see is, we see a total confirmation of the whole concept that Bashar's been teaching for the last 25 years. All of his concepts, when he first started out, a lot of people were going, oh, gee, what you think affects the outer world, etc. Well, I suggest everybody tune into the next ET Yoga program, because we're going to do a whole show on quantum physics and you, and we're going to be presenting some falsities in science that have existed for like about the last 300 years. So if you're really interested in finding out the cutting-edge information on quantum physics, the next ET Yoga show would be right down your alley. And as usual, near the end of the ET Yoga programs, I'd like to certainly wish each and every one of you my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing the show, in our normal way, we'd like to now present Bashar's concept of the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world, and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then, imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity, but it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front, back and forth, 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 and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity, and back out the right side all the way to infinity, and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side, and back out the right side, and side to side, and side to side, and front and back, 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension. A new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.